You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
You know, they did these, I don't know who set this up or whatever, but I think I read it in either Dan Kennedy or Cialdini. But so this lady would go to state fair, and she had jellies, okay? And so she had, like, let's say, apricot, peach, strawberry. And every time she went, she'd kill it, man, kill it, selling hundreds and hundreds of jars of delicious yummers, right? Just selling the hell out of it. And so a marketing guy comes across, hello, let me help you out, little lady. Next state fair, we're gonna have 65 flavors. Oh, man, you think you're doing good with three? 65 is key. So she comes back out. She's got boysenberry. She's got walnut peach. She's got, you know, pickleberry. She's got whatever, right? She's got 65 different sales decreased by hundreds of percentages. Sold way less. People come to I got to go. This is too overwhelming. Anyone ever see that? You ever see a menu or you see some kind of offering? There's just too many things. And it's like, confused mind doesn't buy. And so roll with what they like. Whatever they like is awesome. They don't need to know about all the things that you like. Maybe once they're in, that's fine. But let's not interrupt the process. Let's not say, hey, I know you're really excited to join right now, but let me slow you down there. Let me tell you all the things I like that may pertain to you in a negative fashion or not at all. We got this amazing BMW program. Hate BMWs. You don't know. Don't add additional ingredients into something when the process is moving forward. And so positive, oh man, I like that too. Oh, you like residual income? Oh man, that's the thing that got me. Oh, you like that car program? Oh my God, can you imagine? Imagine rolling that, it's just awesome, man, it's so cool. And whatever it is that they like, that's what you like too, okay? And asking them now, I'm just curious, why is that important to you? Why do you like that? What do you mean by that? Asking them some clarifying questions. Why is residual income important to you? Get them to really solidify their decision and just talk. Now, if someone says, well, I really need to make some money, and I've had this happen many, many, many times. I really, really need to make some money, and that's what I like about it. Okay, well, just curious, what's got you fired up and wanting to make more money? Now, do you want to make more money? You need to make more money. Oh, I need to make more money. Why do you need to make more money? Well, you know, everyone could use some more money. I'm like, yeah, but why do you? If you can get them to pause or sigh or something like that, you got them. Done. And so I've done that before. I did it actually in Orlando. I was at an event. And a guy said, I need to make more money. Why do you need more money? Well, I need more money. Well, why do you? He sighed. Well, I have four teenage daughters, and I've given them everything they've ever wanted in their entire life, and I know that at some point in the next near future, they're going to be getting married, and the thought of covering their weddings has me stressed to the max, okay? So now I know the emotional pull. So now I can ask a very powerful question, and it's phrased exactly, I don't have it on here, but it's phrased exactly like this. If you don't do this, how will you come up with the money for that? Now, this is kind of a trick, to be honest. It's a little tricky because it's kind of like saying, well, who do you know? Too many options. You're like, you look around, I know her, right? It's hard when you're given too much of a green light. It's hard to come up with actual answers. But if I said, hey, who do you know that's a realtor? You'd say, oh, I know, Jackie, and I know where we're at, right? And so when I say, here's this specific problem over here that you told me about, okay, if you don't do this, a little command there, if you don't do this, how will you come up with the money for this problem that you told me that you have? It's a tough question. I've actually yet to have anybody say, well, I got a few options. I could go. I could sell some of my shares in this. I could, get rid of some of my crypto. I could, tap into my hedge fund. I've actually never had anybody say anything, but I don't know. So now we're closing the circle of their options. We're making your option the best option. And in their head, at least at that time, maybe the only option. You following this? Make sense?
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.